Hi, and thanks for tuning in to Sunday Morning. I'm Nathan Scott, and my guest with me today is from Carroll County, the place where I grew up. It's Mike McMullen, the president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. Mike, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Well, Nathan, thanks a lot for having me.
So we've worked together a little in the past,
yes,
back when I was living in Carroll. Of course, I now live a little closer to Baltimore. But for people who may not be familiar with Carroll County or your work in that area, can you tell me how you came to live there and what brought you to the chamber?
Absolutely. Well, I'm originally from Chicago, diehard Cubs fan, so my heart's been broken many times. When I came to Baltimore, I was extremely used to it. And I was working for a builder, Pulte Homes, and I got transferred out here 30 years ago. And when the building business kind of collapsed, I found myself looking for a job. Lo and behold, Chamber of Commerce. Didn't even know what they did, but I've been there now for 9 years, and it's a great job. It's a wonderful job, and I love it, and I love meeting folks like you.
Well, you know, I'm very, very happy to have met you as well. And you mentioned that you weren't quite sure exactly what the Chamber of Commerce did. I have a feeling that there are a lot of people listening who may find themselves in that same boat. Like, they know that it's there, but they don't really know what it does on a day-to-day basis. Can you describe to me what exactly it is that the Chamber does?
Yeah, sure. One of the first things is to explain what it's not. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that their local chamber is part of the government, and they are not. Some actually handle tourism and things like that, and they may get some funding that way, but at least in that aspect, we're not. And we're also not part of a larger group of, let's say, umbrella chambers, like the U.S. chamber down to the state level, down mm-hmm. to our level. I've had members that have been with us for 80 years say, I'm not going to renew because I don't like the stand that you took. And it turns out to be a stand taken by the actual U.S. Chamber. We're all independent nonprofits. And we're really business organizations. We're designed to promote local business. We are an actual membership group. So we try to bring people to our website to shop from our members to keep their actual money local. And there's no better time to talk about it than right now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting close to
Small Business Saturday. There are
Saturday,
a couple names
November
that it goes 30. By.
It's got all kinds of names, but it's all about keeping your money local. So that's what we do. We promote business in a variety of ways.
How has how's your job at the Chamber changed as things like the internet have sprung up? When you first took the job, you know, it's just sort of a neat toy that people have, whereas now it's absolutely vital to a business plan.
And especially mobile. You know, we've been talking mm-hmm. to people. The internet was around and websites were something that you really had to have up and running. But now you've got to make sure that all the information you have online is something that people can look on their phones. Because I think something like, I don't know, 80% or maybe a little bit less of every search that somebody does is from their phone.
Mm-hmm.
One of the major things is we used to have people call us all the time and say, hey, we're looking for a nice hotel or we're looking for a nice this. And we would let them know or they'd come in the office and we'd tell them, now people go to our website. Even though Amazon is a huge monster out there that people shop with, a lot of people like to keep their money local, so they go to the local chamber's website mm-hmm. and they look for businesses there. And that's really one of the biggest things that has changed with the internet. So,
and tell me about Amazon as well, because I think there are some misconceptions with how they support local business. I know a lot of people see Amazon, and aside from the Amazon products that they are selling, you also, of course, have, you know, local sellers and,
yes.
and buyers who are putting all that up there. Is that helpful to local business at all, or is it doing more harm than good?
You know, that's an excellent question. I might be somewhat skewed in that I just don't like Amazon. I mean, I shop on it every so often,
mm-hmm.
but I find so many folks who are like local. Oh, man, I'm so local. But yet they'll say, I got all my holiday shopping done yesterday in the morning sitting on the couch because they run Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Even buying gift cards like that. And I know it's important, and I know in a lot of areas there are local merchants that have their goods on Amazon. I just like to think that a lot of the actual local folks still have their own websites and you can buy directly from them. So, I don't know. I think Amazon is starting to kill a lot of the small guys.
So when Amazon is out there doing this potential harm to small business, the Chamber of Commerce is there helping to support it and raise awareness, not just of issues with the larger businesses like that, but also to put a spotlight on the
yes.
small ones. Can you tell me what are some of the sorts of events that the Chamber does in order to connect people and get them shopping local?
Oh, yeah, we've got a lot of events. I mean, we had a retreat 6 years ago or so. I've been there for like 9, maybe it was even a little longer. And we looked at all the things that we did. and we tried to find what was the one main thing that we do, and that we do better than anybody. It was building relationships. So our goal became having events, having ads, finding all kinds of ways to try to promote one business to another within Carroll, so they would do business together. And I think hopefully every other chamber in the state does the same thing in their area. We have after hours events that we do. We call them PM Connections. They're from like 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. We'll do it at somebody's shop. Like if you guys were a member, you know, you might want to host it here. We'll bring in like 80 folks. You give them some food and a drink or so, and they get to know who you are. We do about 22 of those a year. We showcase a different member at each. That's just one of the things that we do. Any of the luncheons, any of the breakfast meetings that we also have are all designed to build relationships, because it's all about relationships. It's not just being able to show up and tell somebody what you do in a half a minute and get them to sign up as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
It's built on trust, and trust only comes from a long-term relationship. So and the events that we do are designed for that.
And this is something that I think is important as well, which is that the Chamber of Commerce is not only for established businesses.
No.
I think when you go into a community, people will tend to assume that the Chamber of Commerce is something that you have to earn your way into or like
Correct.
Be in the right circles. But I had a friend in Carroll who started a web development business, and he was trying to build clients. And the piece of advice that I gave him was first and foremost to join the Chamber.
And that's why I love you, Nathan. Thank you.
But when you have a lot of local businesses who may be struggling to
yes.
to get their website looking good, when you're competing with companies like Amazon, presentation does matter.
It means
and
everything.
So, being able to get in, to see a problem, to solve that problem, and to do it with people who you see on a daily basis. The internet is a wonderful thing. A lot can be done via email, but I find in my own experience that those face-to-face relationships are the ones that really last in the long run.
That is 100% true. And we're all about newer members, too, newer businesses. And we've been around now. This is our 95th anniversary that
mm-hmm.
we just are having during the course of the year. I forget the exact number, but we've got like 25 members that have been with us for 50 years or more straight, and a whole lot more for 25 or more straight years. So we do have people that have been in the area for a long time, but we do love the entrepreneurs that are just starting up. And we try to guide them in to our events to meet others and build a network and ask people for help. We do a little event that I'll give an actual shout out to. We do that in August every year, and it's called the Carroll Biz Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And this past year, we had 47 entrepreneurs from Carroll apply. We picked the top 5. They do a live show. It's like a Shark Tank show, and the winner walks away with a check for $5,000 plus a lot of other things. But it shines a spotlight on the entrepreneur, and that's really what we're all about. Every ad we take out, and we spend a lot of money bringing people to our website, carrollcountychamber.org, so people find the members, not just us, but because we're not just the employees, we're only as good as the members that we have.
And Carroll Biz Challenge, again, something that really connects a lot of people within the community. This isn't just the Chamber of Commerce that's helping to put this on. You have partnerships with the community college. You have
yes.
partnerships with other, promotional entities within the county. And these are all types of businesses as well. You have everything from food and drink to
high tech businesses.
I think
yep.
I recall one of the finalists this year was like a medical fob. For
he's
people,
the guy who won.
Yeah,
know me.
So
yeah.
And this is something where you would expect it to be coming out of
Brewery
Silicon
won
Valley
last year, and a tech business won this year with a medical. And you're right. Carroll's an interesting place because we have so many amazing folks who actually work with us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and an event like that one, that's our event, but we do get the support of our community college. And so many different businesses throughout Carroll that honestly believe in giving a spotlight and support to the entrepreneurs.
So if you're just tuning in, my name is Nathan Scott. I'm speaking with Mike McMullen. He's the president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. And we've been talking about the Carroll Biz Challenge, which is an annual Shark Tank-esque event that has entrepreneurs competing for a prize at the end in order to promote small business in Carroll County. That's only one of the events that the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce uses to promote that. Can you tell me about maybe some of the other things that you do? Not even business related necessarily. Tell me about the Drug and Violence Awareness Expo.
Well, that's a great thing. That's a classic case of the fact that I don't have all the answers by a long shot. One of our folks who is an actual member of ours came up to me and said, we've got a major problem with drugs in the area, and we all know that. Mm-hmm. And we need to have an expo to bring the kids in from 8th grade through Al Carroll. I said, great idea, but we can't do it because we didn't have the staff. He convinced me he'd run the thing, and he pretty much has. Mm-hmm. I think we're in our 5th year coming up next year. And this past year, we did this in April, we had 2,500 kids come in from all the different 8th grades throughout all of Carroll. Mm-hmm. And they come in and out, and they come to hear folks talk about things like they'll hear a mom talk about how she lost her son. And it's something to really kind of jar them. And there's fun stuff that they do there, too. But, I mean, we partner mm-hmm. with the police and with the hospital and so many folks. We have, I think we had like 40 of our actual members all set up areas where the kids would stop and talk to them. It's just an amazing event. And it something that others are trying to do, I think, in the state. But we can do it in Carroll because we actually partner with so many folks. And people don't compete there. They work together for the goal.
And tell me a little bit about, in your time at the Chamber, what are some of the most interesting partnerships that you've seen come about through the relationships formed at these sorts of events?
Oh, boy. Well, we do a little program called Leadership Carroll, mm-hmm. where we have about 42 members come in for an entire year. Well, it's like 10 months out of the year. And I've watched some of the folks there that didn't know each other partner up, and now all of a sudden they're working together to help to place people in jobs, to help each other grow, because they don't want to compete. They want to work together. On our side alone, mm-hmm. We partner hugely with our community college. They've got a little group called Miller Resources for Entrepreneurs, and they deal with entrepreneurs the same way that we do. We partner with a group called Magic. We partner with the Carroll Tech, Council. Mm-hmm. We partner with so many. It's just partnerships are just... it's something amazing that you don't find folks fighting each other and trying to compete for the same fish in the pond. They're working together.
How important is it to have the partnerships of not just your local businesses, but also some larger ones like Ting?
Well, Ting's an amazing entity because they come from Canada and they've become more local than most. I mean, it's like I'm from Chicago, but I feel like I'm more actually local than folks who were actually born there. Mm-hmm. Ting comes in and they are in the city of Westminster and they're hooking up the high-speed internet that was paid for by our local government to put in there. And it's super fast internet speed. And they're working closely with the chamber and other entities throughout the area to bring this high-speed internet to homes and to actual offices. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge group that we will work with. We also partner with some of the larger businesses, like let's say Knorr Brake, mm-hmm. Random House, Lehigh Cement, some of these larger folks that have the ability to help us in our mission as we support a lot of the actual small guys too.
Right. And tell me a little bit about your legislative involvement. Now, you already said earlier in the program that the Chamber of Commerce is not associated with the government or any right. other larger network of chambers. This is an independent nonprofit. However, part of the advocacy of small business is looking for some legislative solutions at times. What sort of involvement do you have?
First off, local chambers are 501c6s. We're not a 501c3 because we do lobby with mm-hmm. letters that we write to the people in Annapolis. And we've got about 15 folks on a committee that we have. We meet weekly from the first of the year through about the end of March when they're in session in Annapolis and they're trying to pass bills. And we look at them and say, is this bill going to be good for the local entity for a shop on, let's say, Main Street, or is it going to hurt them? And we will write letters based on that. And we've been told we're extremely active mm-hmm. in the state. We have people that have been doing that on our committee for like 20 years. The guy that was the chair recently had been the chair for 40 years.
Wow.
It's my least favorite part of the job, but these people love it, so it makes it work out well.
And what are some examples of some of the sorts of legislature that you've either worked to pass or to prevent from passing?
Well, I know a lot of people may say, oh, why would you be against this? But things like the actual minimum wage, mm-hmm. looking at that getting up to like $15 an hour and saying, you know, should the government really be stepping in to mandate something like this? Was that something that was designed to be a wage people could live on, or a wage for folks who might be in school looking to earn some cash? Mm-hmm. And, you know, our point on that was, as they increase the actual minimum wage, does that mean that more people are going to be let go, and they're going to be, you're going to be going to, like, let's say, Walmart, and you're going to have to check yourself out now more? I mean, they're going to find a way. Companies are going to make a profit. And in the long run, sometimes things like that that are meant to be good end up hurting folks also. So we look at things like that.
And using self-checkout as, again, a specific example, I used to work in retail, and I hate to break this to all of you who think you're faster using self-checkout than a regular checker. You're not.
That's right.
I appreciate the effort, but...
And I like a smiling face when I check.
Right, someone to greet you and to brighten your day on your way out.
That's right.
So that's what you're doing with the state government. Can you tell me about partnerships that you have with the local government?
Local government, we partner with them most in the fact that as we try to build relationships, since that's our goal, we don't want to just build a business to other entities like that or business to the community that would shop. We want to build a business to our elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
And we in Carroll have 5 county commissioners, and every year we do a separate breakfast in each of their areas, and we let them get up and speak, and we let people ask them whatever questions that they want. And we also bring them in for a full day to work with our class in Leadership Carroll. So we try to put them in front of others and give them a chance to exchange phone numbers, to meet, and not just read about them in the Times or something to find out did they really say that, but to actually talk to them face to face. Seldom do I take a lot of stands that might be in opposition to them. Every so often we will.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I'll take them off to the side and talk to them about it before we do that. But we get along pretty well with them. They all seem to have the same basic outlook that we do. But we like to give them a chance to build relationships with our community.
So we've talked about business quite literally for a while now, between the Drug and Violence Awareness Expo, the Carroll Biz Challenge, Leadership Carroll, the luncheons that you host. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the more fun events that the Chamber puts on? For example, I know that I remember getting discount theme park tickets, which a lot of people don't know is an option.
That's right. We do a lot of fun stuff like that. Well, I mean, to be honest, every after-hours event that we have, there's really no business involved except meeting folks. And we have another group called Launch Carroll that's our young professionals. You can find them on Facebook. You look up Launch Carroll. They meet 5 or 6 times a year from 5 to 7, usually at like a local pub. So business in that you meet people, but still fun.
Right.
And you're having a beer and you're chatting. We do things like our holiday bash that we do every year. We go to the Antrim, and if people have never been there, out in Carroll, Tawnytown, oh my goodness gracious, the Antrim is an amazing place. Built, I think, in 1844 or so.
I believe so.
And it is just beautiful. You can spend the night there, or you could just go and have a drink in their bar, or you could go and eat there, but we have our holiday bash there, and we usually pack the place with almost 200 folks. We always will. And it's free to our actual members.
And just so people listening are aware, if you haven't heard of the Antrim, this is someplace that shows up in wedding magazines all the time. It's just immaculate.
Yeah. And you know what, though? A lot of people that we bring there, I'm like, by a show of hands, how many have never been here? A lot of people say they've never been there.
Huh.
Because they perceive it to be really expensive. And it probably is if you spend a couple nights there in one of the best rooms. But you can go there just to have a bite to eat, or you can go there and have a drink and sit out on the deck. The grounds are lovely. But one of the ways that we love to have a lot of fun, we do trips. We take our members or anybody, you don't even have to be an actual member of ours, on a trip. We usually do one a year. For instance, we've been to Cuba 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
I think in 2014, 15, and 2016. Took 45 people, then 55, then I think 50 the next time. China, we've been twice.
Uh-huh.
We've been to Ireland. We've been to, where else have we been?
Got back from Greece, didn't you?
We just got back from Greece, yeah. And we've done Austria, Tuscany. And if anybody's interested, CarrollCountyChamber.org, you can find it. We're going to the Amalfi Coast of Italy in October of 2020. And we get a great price, and you go with a great group of folks. And again, you do not have to be a member of ours to go. But that's some of the fun stuff that we do. And we participate in parades and things like that. It's not your grandfather's chamber, as you say, Sonny. We like to have fun.
Right. And, you know, I would encourage anyone who's listening, not just for the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce, but for whatever county you happen to be living in, just check your local chamber's website, all of these resources that the Carroll County Chamber has. We can't guarantee that all of them will be on those other chambers' websites. However, they all have the same mission, which is promoting local business, and keeping those dollars local is not just helpful to, you know, strengthen your community and form bonds between neighbors, but it's also really helpful for your local economy. The money that you spend in the area directly impacts the quality of an environment that you're bringing, you know, your families or, you know, anyone else
police,
up in.
It pays for fire. It pays for schools. I mean, Nathan, you were so on point there. I just want to share also, the whole reason I have a bit of an issue with Amazon is because I talk to the smaller businesses that are being hurt. People don't shop there as much. They buy it online. And when you keep your money local, you're exactly right. You're taking care of your neighbors, and you're putting money into their pocket, and then they in turn pay it towards taxes, which goes for the infrastructure of your area. I've heard more folks say, oh, we need more this and we need more that. Well, you know what? If you spend more money locally, maybe there'd be more tax money and businesses would stay open more. When I last looked, Amazon doesn't pay 5 cents in local income tax. And that's an interesting thing when you stop and think about it. That's why I always tell folks, keep your money local. These folks are your neighbors. I'll give you one example. My son plays guitar and he plays out in clubs. And a couple of years ago, he was going to buy a new amp. And he calls me and says, Dad, I found this great amp on Amazon. I'm going to buy it. It was like a grand or it was like $1,100. I said, no, you're not, Matt. You're going to call Coffee Music on Main Street in Westminster and see what he has first. So he calls him up. They didn't have the amp. They were able to order it for him, and he paid less money from them than he did online. About 2 months later, the amp breaks down, and it's not the actual music store's fault. It's the people who make it.
Right.
If it had broken down, he would have had to ship it back somehow. That would have been a major hassle. He brought it back to them, Coffee Music. They got it fixed. They gave him a free actual rental during the time period. Service like that, you don't get shopping on Amazon. I'm sorry, you don't. So going face-to-face is huge. Keeping your actual money local is huge, especially at this time of the year. If you don't know what to get somebody, instead of getting them like a Visa gift card, go to your local Main Street, wherever you live, find a nice place like a restaurant or a shop and buy a gift card there. It shows you put more thought into it than just stopping off at a grocery store.
And one of my favorite things, talking about Coffee Music as well, talking about another business that's just, you know, integral to the community, this is something where it's located right in the main street of downtown Westminster, and during events that have nothing to do with, you know, selling guitars or amps or picks or anything like that, you know, they play music for a lot of these events. They just open
their
windows and
supply the actual sound for folks who are playing up and down Main Street. And you know what? It's interesting too, because they are not a business like that. I can see because they're on my actual Main Street, but there's businesses like that on Main Streets throughout all of Maryland.
Right.
So I know that you guys reach all of Maryland. Keep your money local. Go to your local chamber's website. Find members. It makes a difference. It makes a difference.
So we're getting close to the end of the program, but before we wrap up, I wanted to ask you, Mike, in the time that you've spent working at the Chamber, what are some of the ways that your job has impacted you the most? You don't stick around in nonprofit work for a long time unless it means something to you.
Yeah, I think it's listening to the members that we have and creating events that touch the entire community that we didn't do and that weren't my idea. The Carroll Biz, that whole thing, that wasn't my idea. Guy brought that to me, Jason Stambaugh. Great guy, great idea, and we do it. And now I watch all the impact that's made on businesses and people, giving them a spotlight when it didn't exist before. The actual Drug Awareness Expo, that wasn't my idea, but I said, let's do it. And there's other events like that, like we do our annual awards where we will recognize police and fire and stuff like that. That wasn't my idea also. Someone else brought that to me. Those are just a couple of the events that we do that I didn't think up, others did, and I watched the tremendous impact that has on our community, and I'm really, really proud of what we're doing.
What are some of the ways in the next, you know, 5, 10, however many years, what are some of the ways that you would like to see the Chamber grow?
I'd like to see us pick up some more members. It's always a stretch to do that. People say, well, what's in it? You always got to explain what a chamber is, what they do. I'd like to see us bring some more folks on board so they can work more with each other. I'd like to see us maybe expand an office from West, from being in Westminster to maybe having one like in Eldersburg. Those are some of the things that I would like to see. And I'd like to see us get the young people. That's probably the biggest thing. Get the young people involved. That's why we have our young professionals group launch Carroll, to try to groom the next group of business folks in Carroll.
So if people would like to get in contact with you about anything that you're currently doing, things that you're planning on doing in the future, or even if they just want to participate in some of the fun activities that you have going on, what are the best ways to get in contact?
Best ways to go to our website, carrollcountychamber.org. We have a calendar of events under the drop-down menu that says what's happening. Any of our events you can come to. Sometimes it's going to cost more if you're not a member. You can also call us at 410-848-9050. That'll ring right to our office. You can also, maybe if you're happy to be strolling around downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Julia Nova's Italian Grosseria, who makes the most amazing Italian hoagies on the planet. We're right next door to him at 9 East Main Street. Those are the best ways really to get a hold of us, and especially go into the website. All of our members are listed, carrollcountychamber.org.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, I appreciate you having me here, and I wish you the best.
You've been listening to Sunday Morning, and I've been speaking with Mike McMullen, the president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. Again, if you'd like more info, the phone number 410-848-9050, the website carrollcountychamber.org. I'm Nathan Scott. Until next time, have a great day.